here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Magic of Death. Eddie Morongo was a magician and a good one. As long as he stayed in the East, things went well for him. But when he came west in the 1870s and fell under the influence of Ace Farrell and Slim Scott, things began to go from bad to worse. Our story opens in a small frontier town. Three men are just coming into the north end of the single street. Two of them on horseback, a third in a wagon.
Now remember, Eddie, we need time to knock off that bank. So keep your exhibition going till you draw everybody to this end of town.
I tell you, I don't like this business, Ace.
I don't care whether you like it or not. He's going through with it. Ain't he, Slim?
He sure is, unless he wants to stop some lead. Don't try to give us away to the sheriff, neither, in case he comes around. If you do, we'll get you sooner or later.
And besides that, we'll swear you was in on that last bank robbery.
Oh, I'll go through with it. I got to. But after this, I'm parting company from you two hombres.
He's parting company with us, Slim.
Yeah, so he thinks.
Listen, Tenderfoot, you're staying with us as long as we want you. Now stop here. Is that far enough? Give us time to get out of the way. And then drive slow through the street. Ringing that bell and doing your barking.
Afterwards, we'll meet you at the spot we set in the hills.
Get going now and put on a good medicine show. Come on, Slim.
Come on up here, boy.
If I had the nerve, I'd go to the sheriff right now. But I ain't got the nerve. Giddy up.
Hi, look. Ladies and gentlemen, come one, come all. Follow me and see the world's greatest exhibition of magic. Get your bottle of magic elixir.
He's a good what do you call him, Cisco?
A magician, Pancho.
He's a good magician. What do you do now?
Well, listen, we will find out.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, a bit of magic that's baffled the combined crowned heads of Europe. Come around, one and all. Now, will some kind gentleman with a sombrero kindly step up here on the wagon? You, sir, will you oblige?
Me?
Step right up here on the wagon.
What do you think, Cisco?
Go ahead if you want to, Pancho.
Maybe the Pancho not want to disappear.
He will not make you disappear, amigo. That would be hard to do with one of your size.
Step right up, kind sir.
Si, Pancho step up. And Pancho be a magician too, no?
Now, if you let me take your sombrero, sir.
Sombrero? Well, Pancho, take
thank you, sir. Huh? Thank you. Now observe, ladies and gentlemen. In this hand, I hold the gentleman's sombrero, while in this hand, I hold two fresh eggs. Watch closely.
What you do there?
I will now break the eggs into the sombrero. First, this egg. And now, this egg.
Do not do that to Pancho, sombrero.
One moment, sir, before you lose your temper. Watch closely. I wave my hand over the sombrero. I place the sombrero on your head. Voila, as the French say.
Get the sombrero, Pancho. Those eggs. Pancho not feel no eggs on Pancho's head.
Take off the sombrero and look in it.
See, well, I... The eggs go, senor. Where?
That, my friend, is magic. Now for your magic elixir, ladies and gentlemen. One bottle of this will positively cure...
Santos, what does that shooting mean?
Sheriff, did you hear that?
Yeah, sure did, Cisco.
It came from the direction of the bank. Yeah. You had better get over there, Sheriff. Pancho and I will go with you.
By thunder, the bank was robbed, Cisco. And look, by them murdering coyotes.
They shot down Senor Martin.
Yeah. Senor Martin, a good friend of ours, Cisco.
See. He has done more than one favor for us. He's done a great deal for the people of this town.
Come on, boys. Let's start looking for clues.
Right, the way they are swarming through this bank, any clues will be covered up. Sheriff, will you take a suggestion from me?
Sure. What is it, Cisco?
Ride back and talk to that magician.
What's he got to do with it?
Perhaps nothing. On the other hand, he may have had a hand in this. He may have drawn the crowd away from the bank to help his accomplices.
No, I didn't see nobody with him. Anybody found any clues yet?
Come on, Pancho.
Yeah, Pancho comes.
Is it Diablo? You and I will go talk to the magician.
But
what?
You make those eggs disappear. Maybe make us disappear, too.
No. Up, Diablo. Come on.
Go now.
Ah, there he is. Driving out of town, down at the end of the street.
Leave the town so fast as he can. Do you think he's a bandido, Chico?
I do not know, Chico, but we will stop him. It may be that he knows nothing at all about the bandidos, and again, he may be working with them.
You're almost up to him now, Chico.
Eh. Si. We're at the hombre.
Hold on,
hold.
What do you want?
Why are you leaving town so fast, hombre?
Why?
Well, there's no sense staying around anymore. The people ain't coming back to watch my show, not after trouble like that started.
Did you drive into town by yourself?
Yeah, sure.
From this end of the town?
Yes. Are you trying to say I'm connected with that shooting down the street? If you are, you're wrong.
Very well. You may ride on. After you tell me your name.
It's Eddie Morongo. I hope nobody was bad hurt in that shooting.
The banker was shot dead.
Oh. Mighty sorry to hear it. Well, yep.
Yeah. Did not make us disappear, Cisco.
No, he did not. You seem to be telling the truth, Pancho, but I am not yet convinced. Come on, Diablo.
Come on, Loco. Come down.
There are the wheel tracks of the wagon as he came into town. Mm. And there are the fresh tracks of two horses close to the wheel tracks.
Mm.
Pancho, it looks to me as if two hombres rode into town with him.
You will fire the magician hombre some more, Cisco?
No, not just yet, amigo.
But he may be sure Pancho the egg trick.
Never mind the egg trick, Pancho. It's not important at the moment.
He put the two eggs in the...
Pancho! Now, here's where the horse tracks turned away from the wagon.
But I saw him put the eggs in
some... Follow them and see if they lead to the bank.
Like into some bread, put
in. If they do, I have a plan. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go now. Go.
What do you think I was going to do, race these horses? If I'd done that, the whole town would have got suspicious. As it is, I got questioned.
By the sheriff?
No, by a man on a big horse. There was a fat man with him.
What'd you tell him?
Nothing.
You sure?
Look, Slim, I ain't stupid enough to put my neck in a noose by telling him anything. I said I came into town alone.
Hombre riding a big stallion?
Yeah, he had silver mountings on his saddle.
Probably was the Cisco kid, Ace. Saw him in the crowd when I looked out the bank window.
Yeah, so did I.
Maybe we better get a move on.
No, we're camping right here for tonight.
But the further I can get away from that Cisco kid, the better I like it.
I said we was camping here. I've had riding enough today. And if the Cisco kid or anybody else rides up here, he'll get just what the banker got. Ride us go this way, Cisco.
Si. We've learned quite a lot in the last few minutes, Pancho.
Quite a lot.
You've learned that two hombres stopped their horses behind the bank, then walked into the bank. You've also learned from the length between their footprints that the two hombres were running when they came out of the bank, so... Pancho, you are not listening to anything I say.
What?
Why are you looking in your sombrero?
Pancho, I can figure out where the eggs go to.
Pancho, that is a magician's trick. Never mind trying to figure where they went to.
Into some bills.
Now, here's what we will do.
What we do?
You ride back, pick up the trail of the wagon, and follow it.
See. And Pancho follow the wagon.
You'll have no trouble. The tracks are plain.
Uh-huh.
But do not get into any trouble.
Well, Pancho not get into the trouble.
Just follow the tracks far enough to find out if the other two hombres join the magician.
Uh-huh.
Then come back to town and wait for me.
What you do, Cisco?
I am going to follow the tracks of these two hombres for the same reason. Remember now, Pancho. Keep your eyes open and do not get into trouble.
We can give him a little of it. But the thing is, Ace, we got a pretty good setup with him drawing the crowd.
Yeah, but I don't like the way he's acting. One of these days he's going to squeal on us.
I'll tell you what. Let's use him to knock off one more bank, and then we'll gun him down.
All right. Hey, you look down there. The rider's coming up the trail.
Yeah, you're right.
Hand me the rifle.
Now, wait a minute, Ace. Let's see who it is. It's a fat one. Rides with the Cisco Kid.
He'll make a good target.
No. Wait. Let's take him. Then if Cisco rides up here, we can keep him off by threatening to kill the fat one.
Yeah, that's right. That's good. Get ready now, Slim. And we'll jump him. Look at him, Slim. He ain't paying no attention to where he's going.
He's just staring down into that sombrero he is.
Yeah, and talking to himself. See his lips move? You suppose he's crazy?
I don't know. Don't make any difference. Hey, listen.
Pancho see the eggs go into the sombrero, but Pancho not see the eggs come out of the sombrero. So the eggs gotta still be in the sombrero, no?
All right, Slim, get
him down. Hey, what did you do?
Drag him off that horse.
I got him.
Come on.
Come off there, you.
No. Let Pancho go.
There. Clip him once, Slim.
I sure will right now.
That'll hold him for a while. Tie him up to that tree, Slim. Now let the Cisco Kid come up here if he wants to.
We must be getting close to those banditos, Diablo. These tracks are getting fresher. Here's where the other trail comes in. So the two banditos did join that magician after all. Well, here are the wheel tracks. I hope Pancho will be better. Mia, we are close. Oh, there. Ho, ho.
That's right, Cisco. Don't come no closer. We got your partner here. If they try any tricks, we'll kill him.
Not mind these hombres, Cisco.
Shut up, you.
Not you hit Pancho, Junior.
Very well, hombres. You have the upper hand for the moment. But if you hurt Pancho, I will find you no matter where you go. Just remember that.
Hey, here comes the sheriff, Patrick. Keep away, Cisco. Or we gun down your partner.
You're up ahead of us, boys. Let's rush him.
Keep away.
No, Sheriff. Wait.
Well, what's your idea, Cisco?
Those hombres have taken Pancho, Sheriff. You go any closer, they will kill him.
Nobody asked you to mix into this anyway. We'll rush him, boys, as I said.
One moment, Sheriff. I mean every word of this. I have great respect for you, but I am not going to have Pancho shot and killed.
Get out of our way.
I'm staying right here. And the first one who makes a move to get past me will be shot down.
And Cisco is now between two fires, the bandits and the sheriff's posse. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, Magic of Death. Because he was trying to puzzle out the magician's egg trick, Pancho rode straight into the camp of the desperados, who had robbed the bank and killed the banker. When Cisco rode up the other trail, the bandits threatened to kill Pancho if Cisco came any nearer. Just then the sheriff's posse arrived, and brushing aside Cisco's request to wait, prepared to rush the camp. Now...
Get out of our way, Cisco, or by thunder!
No, Sheriff!
I mean you draw a gun on us?
To save Pancho's life, I certainly would, Sheriff. I tell you, those bandidos will shoot him down in a moment, if any of us go closer.
Go on now. Get back down that trail, all of you. Or else we'll kill this fat one.
There is your proof right there, Sheriff.
Well, all right, Cisco. Now put away that gun.
See. I would suggest, Sheriff, that we all ride back down the trail a little way until we get out of their sight around the bend.
All right. Back down, boys. Get up.
Up, Delacan.
Natalie Pancho, Cisco. Natalie Pancho.
There is nothing I can do for you at the moment, Pancho. Santos, I hate to say that to him.
Natalie Pancho. Natalie Pancho.
Shut up, you.
Those coyotes. They will pay for this. Oh. This is far enough, Sheriff. Bloody up, hold.
Now what, Cisco? Just let me tell you this. I ain't got no idea letting them killers get away. Pancho or no Pancho.
Neither have I, Sheriff. Now, here is my idea. You have 12 in this posse. With the amount of dust the horses will stir up going down the trail, it'll be hard for those bandidos to tell how many are riding.
Well...
As long as the bandidos see you and me riding down the trail, they will feel that everyone has given up trying to capture them.
Maybe.
They will watch for me because I am Pancho's compañero. Now... Let two of your riders leave their horses behind these rocks. Let them change clothes with us, Pierre. Then let them ride our horses down the trail.
And what do we do?
We will walk up this other trail and get above the bandidos.
Well, I don't know. Might work.
At least we can try. Pick out your men and we will change clothes with them.
See any sign of Cisco in that posse, Slim?
No, not yet. They're down there somewhere. They ain't rode into the valley yet. Oh, wait a minute, Ace. There they go.
Is Cisco there?
Yeah, there he goes. He's riding up front with the sheriff.
The rest of them all there?
Yeah, I can't tell on account of the dust. Yeah, sure they're all there, Ace. There's no point in anybody staying behind now that Cisco and the sheriff have left.
Well,
but when your partner left here...
Pancho not believe that, hombre. Cisco not leave, Pancho.
No. Just take a look down in the valley there.
Where?
Look.
Cisco. Pancho see Cisco down there, but Pancho not believe it, Cisco. Cisco not ever leave, Pancho.
Fine partner to have.
Now, you say nothing against Cisco, hombre.
What do you think, Ace? Gotta change our minds about staying here, huh?
Yeah, maybe we had. Maybe we'd better get over the mountain. Hey, Annie.
What do you want?
Come here. We're pulling out of here. We'll put the fat one in the wagon. And when we get up on the cliff ledge, we'll drop him over.
You not drop Pancho.
Wait and see. Now, look. I ain't being a partner to any more murder, see?
What's that again?
You heard what I said. And when we get over the mountains, I'm leaving you.
Oh, he's leaving us, Slim.
Maybe he will leave us, Ace. Same time the fat one does. Maybe it's time to part company with him.
Yeah. I'll take them guns of yours, Eddie. You've just signed your own death warrant.
Mighty hard work climbing up here on foot, Cisco.
See, Sheriff, there's no other way to do it now. We should be almost above those hombres now.
We're going too far already. Suit me.
Very well, then. Stay here if you wish. But I'm going to keep on. Bandidos may decide to leave. I wish to take no chances on that.
No, I'll keep going. But by thunder, nobody's ever going to get me into a spot like this again.
We'll stop on this rise of ground just for a moment. Now, the bandidos were right over there, just about the same height as this.
Well, they ain't there now.
Santos!
Look, Cisco, they're up above us quite a ways.
Madre mia, we're too late. They have horses and we are on foot.
Fine idea you had, Cisco. Fine idea.
Well, this may be hopeless, but I am going to follow them.
You're just having a climb for nothing.
Perhaps. But I will not give up. Sometimes the one who takes the long chance wins out.
All right. Go ahead then, Cisco.
I'm just about winded. Can't keep up with you. Well, now, come along as fast as I can.
Si, senor sheriff. Hasta la vista.
Where's that ledge, Ace?
Just ahead of us. There it is. A nice long drop down under the rocks, too. All right, Eddie, stop them horses. Don't try nothing funny. Remember, I got this gun on you.
I'll watch the fat one, Ace.
Get down out of that wagon.
Whatever you say.
You fat one, you get down out of there, too.
Thought I'd like you, hombre.
Well, that's too bad. We'll worry about it. Which one we put over that ledge first, Ace?
Let's put the fat one over.
You put Poncho over the ledge?
That's right.
But Poncho, that one, Poncho...
Hey, look at something over there among the rocks, Ace.
What do you see, hombre?
Poncho, I see nothing over there. Poncho, think you see a coyote.
Maybe one of us better take a walk over there, Slim.
No, it's all right. Start walking to that ledge.
No, not now. Poncho, you want to see the trick first.
You want to see what?
Poncho, you want to see the trick, hombre. Want to see the magician do one more trick, and then Poncho go over the ledge.
Get going.
Wait a minute. You ought to let him have one last request.
So you're looking over towards them rocks, too, huh, Eddie? Stalling for time, maybe.
I'll go over there, Ace. I figure they do see something.
Better have your gun ready, Slim.
Yeah, I got it.
There's nothing over there but a coyote, hombre. Poncho, tell you, there's nothing but a coyote.
Now we'll see. Right in behind these rocks, huh?
See, that is right, hombre. Hey, you! I'm going to take that gun away from you.
Right, no! Stand aside, Slim. I'll give him down.
He's in no position to stand aside, hombre. And after I tend to it, him, I'm coming after you.
I should know you can hit Cisco. Look out, Cisco. On the hombre. Bueno, Cisco, bueno. Shoot the gun out of his hand.
Well, then I'll get you with my fist.
You may try if you wish, hombre. Glad you have the chance.
I'll show
you. Return those blows you struck.
Poncho!
Just as you say, amigo. Now the second and the third.
Bueno, Cisco, bueno.
Now cut those ropes around your wrist, Poncho. There you are. Next, I'll take this hombre's gun.
Poncho, see about the other hombre, Cisco. Poncho, I want to call you a coyote, Cisco. Poncho, not know what else to say.
I understand, Poncho. It's all right. Now, about you, Senor Magician.
Anything you do with me is all right, Cisco. Just so long as I'm free of those two killers.
Senor Magician is not so bad, Cisco.
We will talk with him and see when the sheriff gets here, amigo. I think he will be here soon.
Then
what, Pancho?
Maybe the Senor Magician show Pancho where the eggs go to, no?
And what did you decide to do with the magician, Senor Sheriff?
He'll have to stand trial, Cisco.
Did you believe his story that those hombres forced him to be their accomplice?
Yeah, I believed him. Story sounded all right. And I'm much obliged for your help, Cisco.
Gracias, Senor Sheriff. Now I will find Pancho. We will ride on our way.
And over to the store.
Oh? Yes. Oh, here he comes back. Now, why did he go over there? What are you laughing at, Pancho?
Pancho knows how to do the egg trick now, Cisco. Pancho buy two eggs over in the store. Poncho, take your sombrero, Sheriff.
What's the idea?
Poncho, see the magician do the egg trick again. And Poncho, do the egg trick, too.
Well, you better be sure you know how, using my sombrero.
Now, look here, Poncho.
Poncho, know how, Cisco. Look, Poncho, break one egg into the sombrero.
My thunder.
Now, Poncho, break the other egg into the sombrero.
What's this, Blast?
Now, see, Sheriff, see. And Poncho, wave the hand over the sombrero, so... It's magical. Now, Poncho, put his sombrero back on your head, so...
You buzzard! That egg's running all down my face.
Do you know something go wrong, Cisco?
you confounded coyote! Where's my hand?
Fine magician you are, Poncho. Time for us to be leaving here in a hurry. Come on!
Cisco.
Yep. Pancho.
Yes, we go. Go wrong.
It did go wrong, amigo. Which means you and I will keep away from that sheriff for some time to come.
But how the magician do the egg trick, Chico?
Well, he has knowledge, Chico. And knowledge is a fine thing to have.
Pancho got knowledge, Chico. Ask Pancho a question.
Very well. I will ask you a question, Pancho. What is one of the products of the West Indies?
Products of the West Indies?
Yes. What is one of the products of the West Indies?
Pancho, not know this, Chico.
Oh, come, Pancho. Of course you know that.
No.
Where do people get sugar from?
Where do people get the sugar from?
See, now think, Pancho.
I think.
Where do people get sugar from?
Pancho, know this, Chico.
Well, then tell me, where do people get sugar from?
People get the sugar from the next door neighbor.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Chico.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lash.